Paris, Illinois is a patriotic town, awash in red, white, and blue. American Legion Post Commander Tom Knowles says it's been that way since the Iraq War began in 2003.
Instantly, the flag sales went up. You've seen flags flying everywhere.
Knowles says while the patriotism has not faded, the mood did change in 2004 when news of the mounting casualties from the town's Illinois National Guard unit, the 1544th Transportation Company, started filtering in.
Five right here from our unit, just right next door, just all at once. That was a real shock.
We heard the mortars falling. Then went over there and saw what had happened and everything. And
Army Sergeant First Class Jeremy Daters served in Iraq with the 1544th Transportation Company and is still with the unit. The cost of the 8-year-long war is clear to him. He lost 5 friends in that mortar attack near Baghdad in 2004, including Sergeant Shauna Morrison, the first female Illinois National Guard soldier to die in the conflict.
I mean, you come to terms with it, but it never leaves you.
I think about my colleagues, my comrades, my brothers in arms every day.
Christopher Skinner served as a U.S. Army officer near Mosul, an area now under the control of Islamist militants.
Seeing what's happening there, it almost feels as if some folks gave their lives in vain. And it's hard not to consider it.
Marine Sergeant Michael Helmstad spent part of 3 deployments to the region training the Iraqi National Army, which has suffered dramatic defeats in recent weeks.
It is hard to watch them struggling and to you know that, you know, maybe some of those guys we're training are, you know, the ones getting killed right now.
ID 12 o'clock!
In a training environment using lessons learned from 2 combat tours in Iraq, Sergeant Daters now prepares a new generation of soldiers for the harsh realities of war. He doesn't second-guess past decisions. Dater says instead he focuses on the mission ahead and passing on information that could help save lives in the future.
How do we react to that one? Let the future generations go in it blind and not know what's going to happen. Myself and the others have stayed in. It's because we believe that it's our job to pass on that knowledge, because we believe in it.
And if they are called to serve again, Tom Knowles says they will return to a town that continues to be grateful for their service.
We regret that we had to give lives, but to give service, no, there's no regret.
But a constant reminder of the cost of the Iraq War exists behind Knowles American Legion Hall, a baseball field named in honor of Shauna Morrison. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Paris, Illinois.